This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Inspire Federal Credit Union's very own Ashley Poller and Uncommon's very own Beau McDonald. Both are here talking about how they work together to redesign and update Inspire's latest website, and really stressing what an important tool the website is, because sometimes we do take it for granted that it's this online advertisement, basically. But now, today, it's become this actually an interactive tool or a financial resource for your members. And so Ashley and Beau are here to tell us all about that process and how it's really, as Ashley says, she feels like that they bought their time back with this new website. And she explained that in this interview. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little web redesign and making it more efficient and stress-free when we all want that and pretty much anything in our lives these days. But when it comes to web redesign, it's a big one for sure. So before we dive into that, let's do some introductions here. Right next to me is Inspire Federal Credit Union's very own Ashley Poller. Ashley, how are you today? Good to see you.
Good. How are you?
Doing great. And then right below us is Mr. Beau McDonald, founder and president CEO of Uncommon. I just found this out, Beau. You are quite the entrepreneur. How are you, sir?
So many different hats to wear.
Hey, it makes life fun, right? So Absolutely. It's good. Indeed. Well, you're doing stuff with the web design that really kind of nobody else is doing here. And I really want to find this out because you guys have redesigned Inspire Federal Credit Union's website, kind of experiencing a stress-free and an efficient process in website redesign. And so, Beau, before we start getting down that road, what you guys did for Inspire, tell us a little bit about the website redesign at Uncommon. What makes you guys all different than the other folks out there?
Sure. So I'll go to the background. You know, I own a marketing company as well, which means we work Indeed. With many, many credit unions. And one of our jobs we have is we have to update their websites.
Right.
It was about 5 years ago that we got so frustrated with some of the companies because we couldn't update the websites. And the straw that broke the camel's back was a credit union in Connecticut. They were going to be closed for a snow day the following day. And we were trying to get the website updated with a boom bar. Hey, we're going to be closed. And their website company, I will not name them. No, I won't even go there. They said, you'll need to submit a ticket. It could take 48 hours to get that completed, and it'll be $120.
Oh, my gosh.
If you'll give us access, it is a boom bar. It takes us 30 seconds to do this.
Yeah.
And we just got so frustrated with the all the obstacles that we saw to our credit unions being able to own their websites.
Right.
And the cost to it as well. And I told our digital director at the time, we're starting a website company. And within 24 hours, we had our first contract because that client was so frustrated.
Wow.
And I said, all right, digital director, you've got a week to put our website company together. Go. And that was about 5 years ago.
Wow. And you guys have never looked back since. And it sounds like you're really putting the power into credit union's hands, or actually empowering the credit union to kind of control their destiny with their website. So that's a really cool thing. Cause I mean, I know when I'm doing my website and things like that, I'm on it constantly and updating it constantly. And I think a credit union would be updating their website constantly as well. So Ashley, that said, what was going on with your website that kind of prompted a redesign? And then you guys looking toward the folks at Uncommon.
Absolutely. So a lot of what Beau mentioned, it was having control of our website was one of the main reasons. But from the look and feel, our website was serving just as a landing page for Inspire. It was outdated, lacking call to actions for our members. And we really wanted a website to be eye-catching and user-friendly. So the goal was to have our website be used as a tool that's easy to navigate while showcasing our products and services. Mainly our digital services and putting them first.
Right. And you want these to be, I want to say interactive, but you want them to be fresh almost daily. I mean, obviously that does great things for SEO, but also when your members come back, they see something fresh, they see something new, and you want to prompt them to come back. Is that kind of some of the reasons as well to get them, keep your members coming, keep them engaged in an online format, right?
Absolutely. A lot of times your members are just going on and clicking the online banking button and they're off in their own online banking world. Now we are having members with a lot of aha moments looking at our website. Oh, you have this. We're really deepening relationships already. We've just been live a little over a week and a half.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Wow. That is soon.
So
why Uncommon? What attracted you to Beau's company, Uncommon?
Yeah. So we work with YMC, which is a great partnership in itself. But once we met with Uncommon, it was honestly, it was a breath of fresh air. We were looking for a collaborative partner that understood our vision, and we found just that. The team took their time to understand our goals. We gave them an outline of what we wanted the website to look like, to feel, you know, and they ran with it. They delivered way more than me and my team expected.
We like the over delivery for sure.
Yes, for sure. Over. Yeah.
And Bo, so what did you guys do specifically to kind of enhance Inspire's website, kind of making this a stress-free and efficient process here?
You know, you say stress-free, and Ashley touched on it. The one word that we've really embraced when we launched with our rebrand is the word delight. We want to provide a delightful experience for our clients. Stress-free. We don't want to make it more of a project than it has to be for them. And delightful for the members as well. We want them to have a good experience when they come to the website and help them educate their members, engage them, and ultimately convert them to new members, new products. But the process for that goes beyond just what do you want your website to look like? We didn't follow this with Ashley because obviously we know a ton about the Inspire brand because we worked with them on the marketing side. Right. But our normal process is about a half day of an in-depth discovery call with the credit union's leadership team, talking about brand, talking about ideal member. So we can be really intentional about delivering a good website that is specific to their ideal member, that's going to delight them and help them accomplish their goals, instead of just diving right into it saying, all right, picture of your community, here's your products and services. And Ashley said it's more of a landing page or an online brochure instead of a resource for the members.
Yeah, as we all know, websites have evolved far beyond the online brochure now. So they're actual tools now, right? So and that's kind of what you want, right, Ashley, to kind of bring them back, like we said earlier, keep them engaged and keep them coming back. Is that kind of one of the goals here?
Yeah, absolutely. More call to actions for our members. Yeah. And the education, you know, getting ourselves out in front of them.
So I know it's only been a short time, Ashley, but how has the credit union benefited since the redesign? Any anecdotes or any type of results type info that you can share with us? Again, I know it's been a super short time, but if there's any of that information, that'd be awesome.
So I don't have any number-driven results quite yet. Mm-hmm. It's been a short period of time, but I can say just this morning, I had one of our peer credit unions reach out to me and ask me all about our website and the relationship with Uncommon. So I think that speaks volumes for itself. We were a credit union they look at, and they were extremely impressed.
And as we all know, credit unions talk to other credit unions about, hey, how's that working for you? Or how's that not working for you? So love to see the collaboration, even in the web design realm. So for sure. And also, Ashley, in the press release, it said, you were quoted in there saying, we feel like we've bought our time back with our new website. So can you expand on that a little bit? And what does that mean for you all at your credit union?
Absolutely. So we have, as Bowman, we have control. We have control of our website. Our partnership with YMC, they could go in and have control of our website. In this rate environment, you mentioned credit unions frequently changing. Well, rates are moving frequently. We have to go in there and change rates as appropriate. There's no more submitting tickets with a leeway of a week or two, working around code embedded in our website. So we can change what is needed effortlessly and quickly. And the Uncommon team is there as much as we need them or as little as we need them. They've been super supportive. Meanwhile, internally, we can really focus on our jobs as growing the credit union rather than being bogged down on tedious changes to our website.
Yeah. Oh, that's so huge, especially because it allows you guys to focus what you guys do best. And then the folks at Bo's company, Uncommon, to do what they do best, and everybody wins in there. So yeah. Right. So Bo, I'm going to get your view on this. What makes a successful web designer, especially in today, you know, for today's credit unions, because we have to deal with regulations, compliance, the constant updating, keeping the site fresh for SEO reasons, and keeping your members engaged. So from your viewpoint, what makes a successful web design or redesign in this case?
My rule of thumb, whether it's strategic planning, marketing, or working on a website for a client, it's ask a freaking question. You've got to ask a lot of questions so we can gain perspective. Yeah. What do you want to do with your new website? What do you hate about your old website?
Right.
I think one of the most common things, pushbacks we get on getting a new website is, I don't want to invest that money because our members only come here to check online banking. And I always push back on that and say, well, there's probably nothing more for them to do on your existing website.
There you go.
That's why they do it. You'll invest in it and invest in education and put the tools on there, Inspire's got some great financial calculators. The blog is always updated. There's reasons for members to go there and push them there to tell, give them the knowledge they need.
Yeah, I've always said, and a lot of people have said in the industry, you know, have your credit union be this financial resource, not just a transaction site or a site to kind of update whatever information you want to get. Make it a resource. And the website, I mean, it just, we almost take the website for granted these days almost now. But now, again, it really ups the ante or ups the game for the website to be that resource. Like you said, Bo, is to be that educational resource, have fresh content on there, teach me something, be my financial leader, that guidance. I see you shaking your head there, Ashley, about that's probably what you guys are doing as well, right? Just to be that resource for your members in any kind of financial aspect?
Absolutely. A lot of times, especially potential new members, they're visiting your website before they walk into a branch.
Oh, of course.
So you really want to make sure you're representing yourself and having everything laid out for them, easy to navigate. And Bo mentioned our financial calculators. We went from 3 to 10. And they are fantastic internally and externally to our members.
Oh, and I'm a big fan of those financial calculators because I am math deficient. So calculator is my best friend. So anytime there's a calculator on a website, especially my credit union's website, I am on it for sure. So good stuff. Anything else you guys want to add here? Bo, any final thoughts here that you want to add here on the website? Because again, it's such an important tool. And like you said, Ashley, it's the first place a lot of folks go to check out initially and see how interactive and how resourceful it is. So having said that, Bo, anything else here to add?
I just want to build on something Ashley said. I didn't even think about adding this in, but she made a great point. You think about how much does it cost to build a branch for someone to walk into. I encourage all of our clients to think of their website as a virtual branch, an online branch. And it's a whole lot cheaper to build a really good website than it is to build a branch by probably $1 million or $2. and that's the first interaction that most people will have, even if they're going to walk into a branch. You've got to wow them with it.
Yeah, no doubt. Well said. And Ashley, I'll let you have the final thoughts here.
Yeah, no, just switching to Uncommon was really a no-brainer. You want to, if you're looking for a collaborative partnership, strategic, they're it. We're proud of our website. We're happy to flaunt it and show it off. Our members are excited. The team is excited. So that's where I'll leave it.
Well, and it's already getting noticed out there by your peers. So even better.
It is.
So, yeah. So you got that peer recognition already going. So, all right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it because, Bo, you have like half a dozen companies to run. And then Ashley, you have a credit union to run. So I'm going to let you guys get going. So thank you so much for your time today. And thank you for kind of reinforcing the message of how important a credit union's website is to be that financial resource out there. So really good stuff, guys. And look forward to the next chat down the line. So keep up the good work. All righty.
Thanks, Mike.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.